Change is a very hard thing for people, but it could be an amazing thing. Sometimes things end, but when things end, something new's happening. So things were good while it lasted. Now it's time to move on and create something new. Embrace change. Let it happen. Life's going to happen. Things are going to unwrap no matter what. I believe that you're going to get to the same destination no matter what. It's just the journey of how you get there. So enjoy the journey. I spent the last 17 years building my 8-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast. Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast. Now, today I want to talk to you guys about being fired. Yeah, it sucks, man. If you get fired, it sucks. And you can go cry yourself to the corner, or you can use it as motivation to realize you're better than that and then take that and roll with it. So I got a call today from one of my clients and we decided we're going to part ways. I've had this client for over 2 years. They're an amazing client. The people there are so nice, nothing but good things to say. And we've been working with them for about 2 years. We've generated over 40,000 customers, all on a CPA basis, meaning that we only get paid when we drive a customer. And they have this book program where the user signs up for a free trial, and then they fall into a continuity program, a rebuild program, month over month. And it's a really cool deal. But it's ending, and it sucks, and oh well. But let me tell you guys something. Whether it's your job or you're losing a deal, I tell this to the guys in my firm. You will always lose a deal at some point in time. Never sit back and just think that I have X amount of deals, I'm making some commissions or making some money, and I'm good. You always need to have a pipeline, because at any point in time, a deal will end. It might be 6 months, it might be 2 years, it might be 7, 8, 10 years. And those are amazing clients if that's the case. But so many things can change. You have to embrace change. Sometimes companies might go out of business having nothing to do with you and you lose your job or you lose that deal, or it's just not working out. Whatever the reason is, you need to prepare for that. You need to have a pipeline. And that's in your mind, even if things are going amazingly well, you almost have to convince yourself that you need to continue to work as hard or harder than how you have been working to get to the place where you are today, okay? People like to be in control. That's fine if you think you can actually control something, but there really is no such thing as controlling life. Life happens no matter whether you want to or not. It's just about how you go about it and how you approach the change. And if there's one word of advice that I can give everybody listening to this, and I know people hate change, work on embracing change. Change is a very hard thing for people, but it could be an amazing thing. Sometimes things end, but when things end, something new's happening, right? So while things were good while it lasted, now it's time to move on and create something new. It's the same thing as when you were in high school, and if you were dating that girl or you're dating that guy and high school ends and then everybody's going to college and you don't want to break up. But unfortunately, the time's up. It's very hard. A lot of people try to stay together. They do long distance. I know today's world is different. So you have FaceTime and cell phones. So maybe you can do it. But the point is most people try to fight it and stay together. And then normally things don't work out. Embrace change. Let it happen. Life's going to happen. Things are going to unwrap no matter what. I believe that you're going to get to the same destination no matter what. It's just the journey of how you get there. So enjoy the journey. But in any event, embrace the change. And for me, I just lost a deal today and we'll lose a few bucks. But instead of me crying about it and getting all upset, which I'll do for about 13 seconds, I'm going to use that as motivation for everyone in my team, including myself, to create a new opportunity. So I was thinking about it. And this particular program, we manage more than just the driving traffic and generating sales. We host the form, the funnel. We monitor the fraud. We do the processing. The only thing we really don't do is we don't send it to our merchant to charge the credit card, and it's not our product. And when the sale is made, the other two things that come in play is fulfilling on whatever it is that you're promising the customer and customer service. So the first thing I thought was, I've always wanted to try this business out and I never really did it, but we've built 80% of this process. So why don't we give it a shot? So I linked up with my team and I talked to them and I said, all right, guys, let's try this out. Here's what we're going to do. First off, let's go look at all the free trial programs in the marketplace and let's see what products are being promoted. So I'm going to trial hack. Then I'm going to look at all those products and I'm going to see what I think I can, one, deliver on, and two, I actually like and can stand by, because you have to like what you're promoting. If you don't believe in what you're promoting, then you should stop right now. It's the same thing as when you're working and whatever you're doing, you got to have passion, you got to have love. If you don't stop what you're doing right now and take a step back and think about your entire life and work on who am I and my passion and my love, and start that process today. And if you're in that position, call me and I'll help you. But so, okay. So let's say we're going to go and we're going to trial hack. We're going to go figure out what products we want to promote. And then we're going to go and look at what does that deal look like. And let me tell you a little bit about the economics of this and how it works. Okay. So for example, let's say that you have a free trial program and you were going to offer 4 free books and you're going to charge the customer $1 for free shipping and handling. So what you do is you would drive traffic to a page where the user would sign up and they would get 4 free books for the $1 shipping and handling. And that's it. They don't have to purchase anything else. It's risk-free. They can cancel at any time. But what they do is they capture the person's credit card and they automatically put them in a rebill program that's an opt-out, which means that the consumer has to tell the company that they do not want to be part of that program anymore. And if they do not, if they don't cancel through mail or phone or email, then they're going to fall into a rebill program where they're going to get auto-shipped a certain amount of books per month. So on the initial buy, just so you guys understand the media math behind this, let's say you're buying 100 trials per day, 100 free trials per day, and you do that for 30 days. That means that you're charging the user $1, which means that you are going to have 3,000 monthly trials and you are going to generate $3,000 in revenue. And to get that $1 free trial customer, let's say you're paying $22 for every cost per trial. So that means that for the 3,000 trials at $22 a sale, you're spending $66,000 on your media month one. And you got $3,000 in revenue coming back. So right now you're upside down $63,000. So what else can you do? And how does that business work? That doesn't sound right, right? Well, obviously people are doing this because they're profitable. So let me walk you through it. First thing is they're going to put in OTO, a one-time offer, after the initial buy. So in this scenario, let's offer another 2 books and charge $6.99 for those 2 books. Let's say 40% of those people opt in for the one-time offer of the $6.99. So you have 3,000 trials, 40%. So another 1,200 people are going to pay $6.99 in addition to the dollar. So it would be $7.99 to those customers. So the OTO revenue, the one-time offer revenue, would be $8,388. So that brings your total revenue up to making $11,388. So you spent 66 grand the first 30 days, and you're going to get back from the initial trial plus the one-time offer, $11,388, which means you're right now in the red, $54,612. Okay, so what's going on? I don't get it. Well, 30 days go by, and that's where the fun starts. Okay, so obviously you're not generating all 3,000 because you're doing 100 a day. So it's from the born date of the trial is when you're going to know how many of those users are going to stay in on the program and then be rebuilt, and then you ship them the additional books. So let's just use 3,000 all at one day. So for the first 30 months, if 40% of those 3,000 trials in the first 30 days stay in on the program and do not opt out, that means 60% say, I don't want to be in the program. 40% say, yes, send me those books. I like it. Let's keep going. All right. So that's 1,200 people that you're going to bill. And you're charging them at the full retail price of these books. So let's say it's $45. So that first 30 days, you're going to get back $54,000. 1,200 times 45, it's 54,000. Right now, you're down $54,612 from the 30 days prior from the media buy, and you just made $54,000 back month one. Typically, in this program, most people try to break even on the first month's billings. And then from that point on, that's where the profit sticks in. And your goal is to be amazing and offer an amazing product and service your client to where those people want to stay with you forever. The longer you can service your client, the longer they're happy, the longer they will stay in the program, the longer they stay in the program, the larger the LTV, the lifetime value of that customer will be to you, and then you will make more money. If your product sucks, they're going to opt out and you're going to lose money. So when you're generating these sales, let me stress that the most important thing is customer service, caring about your customer, providing your customer value. If you can do all those things and they want your product, you will have an amazing business. But so we break even month one on that 54,000 coming back. So now we're down about $612. Now, in the next 30 days, let's say another 60% opt out. So you convert 40%. So of those 1,200 customers you still have, now of the 40%, you have 480 customers paying $45 that month. And then you're going to get back $21,600 and you will be in profit of $20,988. And then if we go to the third month, now let's say that another 60% opt out. So you convert another 40% of that 480. So now you have 192 customers at $45 and you'll get $8,640 for a total profit of $29,628. Now, what a lot of these guys do is they'll have this quarterly special where they'll send every customer that signed up from the free trial. And on that free trial, those 3,000 customers, they'll send them the ability to get some special offer. Let's call it $25 for this special offer. And because they have that user's credit card on file, what they do is they say to that user, here's the special offer. If you want this product, don't do anything. If you don't want this product, then let us know within a period of time and we won't send it to you. So using those same numbers, let's pretend like 40% of those people want it. So buyers would be 1,200 out of the 3,000. However, keep in mind that if that user opted out within the first 90 days, then you can't do that. You can't start charging people's credit cards if they're not in the program, if they've already canceled. So yes, it would be great if you did it with the 3,000 trials, but that's not going to work. So what you need to do is you need to take how many people are left after 90 days. So you take that 192 people that are left. Then what you do is you take that 40%. So you convert 76 customers and you get an additional $1,900 to the revenue. That is free money, pretty much. And then from that point on, the longer they stay on in the program, you're going to obviously increase the lifetime value. And usually at the end, when you have like those 100 customers, those people typically, if they're there for 90 days, they're going to stay on. And as long as you're servicing them, you could have them for a year, 2 years, 3 years. It all depends on, again, how you service the product and the customer. The beautiful thing about this is, yes, you make money. However, think about the front end. You need a ton of money to lay out on the front end before you become profitable. They weren't profitable until after 60 days from when they actually started buying media. Now, you don't stop buying media. So if you were to continue on with this program, you would buy trials every day and continue to buy trials every day as long as it was profitable and it kept on backing out. But it's a risky program. You need some capital on the front end to lay out so that you can get the customer. But it's a good way of getting a customer in a low ticket entry point and then getting them into a continuity program, rebuild program. So we're going to try it out. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I'm going to keep you guys posted on this. But it's interesting to just see how some of these people are doing this. And if you remember back in the day, like BMG Music, if you remember, there's so many different programs. They had the CDs where you would get 6 CDs for $1, and then you were on the hook to buy 1 CD a month for the next 12 months at full retail price. So those kind of things. These are all cool programs, but all of a sudden from me getting fired by our client, and it wasn't really fired, we just kind of ended the deal, but I like to say fired, that motivated me to look into this program. And by looking into this program, now I am going to see if I can find a product and I'm going to test the service and see if I can build a simple continuity program replicating what I know already works. I already have the media where it's working. I already have the funnel where it's working. I just have to get the right products, get the merchants, and test it out. So I'm going to do that. But I wanted to give you guys some insight on when things are down, don't get upset. Look forward, move forward, persevere. It's okay. If things aren't great with you right now, oh well, it is what it is. You can't change the past. You just have to embrace the future. Embrace change. Create change. Change is a good thing. And I encourage you all to take a leap of faith in yourself. Just believe in yourself and have some fun. But so anyhow, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to see if I can make a new free trial program work from being fired. And I will thank them later on if it works. So that's all I got for today, guys. I hope I gave you some value there. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me and ask away. I'm always here to help. All I want to do is try to help you. If I could change one person's life, that's good enough for me. I just want to make an impact on the world and share my knowledge on what I'm doing and help others see that I'm not perfect. I get fired. I lose deals all the time. And then I can go cry or I can do something about it. And I'm doing something about it. It motivates me. It's crazy. But every time I lose a deal, I get more motivated. And so many good things happen from it that I have to thank the people that help me create new programs because I lose a deal. So that's my message for today. Hope this was helpful. If you guys want to talk, if anybody has a podcast and wants to interview me, reach out to me. I'm always willing to hop on. If you guys want to be interviewed, reach out to my staff and we'll get you set up here. And when we can talk shop and get under the engine of what you guys are doing, that's so great that we can share with the world and my audience. I want to let you guys know that I created a 21-day challenge showing people how to become a performance marketer. I want to help people if they want to quit their job, if they just want to live free and be financially free. Ultimately, the challenge helps you understand how to become a performance marketer and fund your business using other people's money, just like I did. So if that interests you, go to Performance Marketer Secrets, sign up, and I'll see you in there. All right, guys, have a great day and be well. Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.